Everybody, and welcome back to Bear in Mind, the official podcast of AZA's Bear Tag. My name is Emily, and along with Lisa, we're so excited to be talking all things bear with you all. We're continuing our season 2 dive into bear husbandry techniques across the country, and we're continuing our journey with Matthew, a zookeeper at the Woodland Park Zoo. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to talk some bears.
Awesome. We are too. That is like our favorite thing to do. And before we dive into today's topic, could you tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got started in the zoo field, and if you have a favorite bear species?
Absolutely. So I've been a keeper coming up on 10 years, actually. This will be the first decade. Started at Sacramento Zoo in California, born and raised in Central Valley. I went to school just outside of Sacramento for biology and started off as a volunteer at the Sacramento Zoo and worked my way up to a carnivore keeper. And then in 2019, headed over to up here to Woodland Park in Seattle. Been kind of all over the place on one of our teams, the East Team, and primarily the last couple of years, mostly working with our sloth bears and our felines. Favorite bear by far, sloth bear. It's actually the only species I've worked with of bears, and they are the best.
I am so glad that you said that your favorite species is sloth bears because mine is as well. I could talk about sloth bears for ages. So I'm so excited that we're doing this episode, getting to focus like solely on sloth bear husbandry. I think it's going to be amazing.
100%. They're the best. Got started with the best ones, so I don't need to learn any others.
And I know you mentioned that you've only worked with sloth bears, but are they the only species of bear that live at Woodland Park Zoo? Are there any other bears that you guys take care of?
Yeah, so we have two species. We have our three sloth bears, and we also have two grizzly girls, fairly young. They both came to us orphans, unfortunately, but we were able to get them both pretty young, and they now live together. They're best friends. They roam around and tear up their exhibit every single day. Historically, we've had a few more species in the same kind of area where the sloth bears are, in our Banning Wilds area. But right now, we just have sloth bears. I don't think we have any plans to add any more anytime soon. We're kind of just sticking with sloth bears and our breeding pairs.
Matt, I love that you basically said that sloth bears have like ruined all other bears for you. Like, that's amazing.
They definitely did. Like I said, I got started with the best ones right away, and I have no desire to learn anyone others. Yep.
That's amazing. So obviously we're talking about sloth bears today. Can you introduce us to the bears that you work with and the bears that whose stories we're going to be diving into today?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently we have three adults, one male and two females, our old man, Bhutan, and then a mom and daughter, actually. Tasha is our older female. She was born at Little Rock. Bhutan was born at Smoky Mountain. And then Miss Kushali Bear is actually Tasha's daughter's, one of her offspring that we kept around. And she's kind of our new breeding female. And then the other bears that we're going to be primarily talking about that are no longer at our facility, but were Bhutan and Kushali's first set of cubs, Madhu and Leela. We had a boy and a girl born New Year's Day, 2022, shortly before I started in the unit. So I wasn't around for breeding that first time, or cubbing really, or the denning process at least. But I got involved with them just a few months after they were born. And that's what sold it for me. Two little rascals just absolutely stole it. Madhu is now down in Fresno, close to home for me. So I go and visit him occasionally. And then Leela, the primary one we're probably going to be talking about today with Bhutan, she's now off at Brookfield Zoo in Chicago, and they both are in some new social situations to continue the family line.
That is so cool. And I know you mentioned some of the previous generations. They're kind of off doing their own thing now, which is really exciting. And sloth bears are actually kind of unique when it comes to like raising their cubs, right? They're like a little bit different from other bear species in terms of how they care for them. Would you be able to talk a little bit about how sloth bears care for their young?
Absolutely. So I don't know the differences because, like I said, I really only know sloth bear stuff. And I'm still very new to the bear world. I've only been in it now for a couple years. Definitely got a lot to learn, always will. At least our sloth bears at our zoo. We've got lots of dens, several maternity dens. At least for sloth bears, they're kind of the typical mama does everything. So they have only one breeding cycle a year, which can be a little dicey when it comes to breeding intros, hoping they go right and you get what you are hoping for out of it. But yeah, we had success with Bhutan and Kushali's first try. And we got Madhu and Leela. Kushali did great as a first-time mom. We weren't sure kind of how she was going to do. Tasha, our former breeding female who's now kind of in retirement. She had several, I think three litters total. I'm not sure the order of them all, but her most recent were in 2017, I believe. Two boys, well after Kushali's time, but Kushali was still around to see them. Leela and Madhu were Kushali's first ones, and she did everything perfect, especially for a first-time mom. Almost too well, we like to joke. She let them nurse up until the day they separated from her at about a year and a half old. Typically, they would have probably done that a little sooner. We're assuming her next pair, she's going to learn her lesson because she got pretty thin because she just kept letting them nurse and they ran the roost till she actually entered her estrus, which we believe was her first one after the cubs. That was actually when she booted them out of the group. Thankfully, we had space to keep them both around for a while.
Okay, so knowing all of that, we're really wondering, you know, with the story and where we're going with this, you know, what was the motivation to put, because as far as I know, this is not very common in the bear world, putting Bhutan together with Leela?
Yeah, as far as we know as well, we were the first ones to try this, and thankfully it worked out really well. But there was a couple different motivations. One, namely, we knew that both Leela and Madhu, her brother who left a little earlier, were going to be in social situations, which it seems like most EZA facilities are starting to kind of move towards, with their sloth bears at least, housing them with a buddy, likely a future breeding mate. But at least a buddy, especially in their younger years, to kind of get them used to being in social dynamics or at least around other bears. And the other big one was, since Madhu did leave a little earlier than we were initially planning, and we were still going to have Leela for a little while until the springtime, we definitely noticed a change in her demeanor after Madhu left. It was the first time she had been alone her entire life after getting booted out from the group with her mom and brother Madhu. So we kept her and Madhu together for a while up until Madhu's shipment, pretty much. And then noticed a pretty stark change in her demeanor, unfortunately. She got a little subdued, but thankfully Papa Bear Bhutan came to the rescue. So to try and keep her into a social situation, just to give her more practice, especially since she was going to be living with an older male bear as well, we tried to keep her in that situation. So what we wanted to do was give her the most experience with another bear being around. And Bhutan, thankfully, he was probably the only reason this worked out as well as it did. He is absolutely a sweetheart. He wants everything to do with all the bears that we have. He's the most easygoing bear I've ever met. He's pretty much our entire team's favorite bear at the zoo. And so it was also, he had been very interested in the cubs, living fairly close to them, but obviously never in with them, up until we decided to put him and Leela together. So we did just howdy howdy, mesh to mesh for a little while, saw all great things. Thankfully, our den and exhibit setups kind of all interconnect, and so we can swap everybody around as we need to, so they can share spaces, or at least get each other's scents and all that. So we did some swapping around so everybody could smell everybody, see everybody from all angles, even in rooms that they maybe considered were theirs, having another bear in there while they were in a different space. We definitely think helped them get more comfortable with this dynamic. But yeah, we started off with mesh to mesh and saw all good signs. And so we decided to open the door right up between them. They had, I think, three or four dens plus an exhibit. Once everything was going well, we let them out onto the exhibit as well. The first day, it was instant wrestle play party. They both spent like the first hour and a half just absolutely having the time of their lives together. It was just one big bundle of fur. It was probably the hardest any of us have ever seen Bhutan breathing. He was getting very good exercise. And Leela obviously was a young little rascal bear. But Bhutan being now 23, but he was 22 at the time, definitely getting up into his golden years. And I think besides breeding season, this was probably the most exercise he'd ever had in his life, maybe even more so than that, because Leela gave him a run for his money. So we had our whole team kind of watching and observing their behaviors. We kept just seeing all good things. Thankfully, Bhutan doesn't really have his canines much anymore. They're getting a little dull with age. And so we weren't really concerned about Leela getting injured. We were a little bit more concerned about her injuring him, even though she was about half his size when we did put them together for the first time. She ran that group. She let him know when playtime was over. She let him know when it was time for a break and for a nap, when it was time to go dig around on exhibit, or when it was time to play again. So yeah, we had them together for just a couple weeks actually before we decided to let them, and we kind of increased the time steadily day by day. We started off with an hour or two and then built it up to pretty much all day during our workday. And then just a couple weeks after we had them together for the first time, we eventually let them together overnight so they could have 24-hour access to each other. They could really learn, okay, this is my bed. That's your bed, even though sometimes we'd come in and they'd be sharing a bed. It was very, very sweet to see that the first few nights we left them together, that they weren't keeping too far apart from each other, and they were nice little cohabitating bears.
I think it's so awesome to be able to hear like success stories because I'm sure for you and your team, it was kind of like exciting and nervous at the same time, like putting these two bears together, like it's kind of a new thing. So I think that's just really wonderful that your team was able to accomplish that. I know you mentioned using like a howdy and taking like several months to kind of progress through the stages of getting them to where they're sharing that exhibit together all the time. Is that something that typically happens when you're introducing bears? Did you take any special precautions because they do have that father-daughter relationship? Would it be different if they were a breeding pair?
Yeah, absolutely. That was actually another reason why we went ahead with trying out this situation, because we have put Bhutan in with both of our other female bears, the adults, outside of breeding season, kind of just for social enrichment, more social time with each other. And so often, a little bit before breeding season, we would put him together with Kushali and Tasha throughout the years. And he always did great with that. He was a very respectful bear. He always listened to their calls and their signs to say, "Hey, I'm done with you now. I want a break," or "Let's go play and run around." He was always on board for whatever they wanted to do. But yeah, we're hoping to keep them together as much as possible. I'm sure in a breeding situation, obviously, we don't put them in that much together. It does seem like places are starting to change and kind of see how they can run them together more throughout the entire year. So we're interested to see kind of how that goes with our two cubs that got sent off. We're definitely keeping in contact with them, with keepers where they both went, to see kind of how their dynamics are going and how their hopefully soon to be breeding success starts going.
I love Chan being the hero of the story here. Like, what an amazing bear, and what an amazing experience that you guys were able to have because of him, because of his nature, because of, the way that he's been socialized with the other females, and then can transfer that into, helping socialize his own daughter, which is incredible. Like, it's just blowing my mind completely because it's just like you just never hear of those things happening. And so big props to you guys, but also to Bhutan for being such a rock star. We love those kinds of bears.
100%. Yeah, I think he definitely had the biggest part to play in the success of all of this. Obviously, the work that the bear keepers have done throughout the years with getting him more socialized with all the other females throughout the time, I think definitely led us to the success we got. And I think it's in part due also to kind of our space setups, with the dens being kind of across the halls from each other. Everybody can kind of see everybody, or definitely smell everybody, but most of the time see everybody and get used to having other bears around. And yeah, he definitely did everything we were hoping he would do for Leela. We saw pretty much an immediate turnaround in her subdued behavior as soon as she was with him. It was just go, 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 playtime, playtime. And that's actually what led us to doing the overnights with them as well, because we were noticing as soon as they were apart, Leela was kind of getting subdued again, and she was like, "Oh man, that's over already. Like, I was hoping we could keep doing that." So that's kind of what led us to doing the overnights. And then we were also prepping when she did end up getting shipped out in the spring. We did kind of a slow separation. So we did it over the course of a couple weeks. We cut off overnights and then started kind of dwindling the time that they were together to get her ready for shipment, because she was going to be in quarantine, obviously, and the zoo still had some work to do on the exhibit. They were getting close, so they weren't exactly sure when they were going to be putting her and her new male together. So we wanted her to still be used to living on her own for the time that it was going to be. Actually, it sounds like just a few weeks back they got to go together for the first time. And it sounds like she is the same bear that she was over here with her dad and her brother. She's definitely the sassy one. She's inciting most of the play, definitely letting Kartik, I believe is the male that she's with now, definitely letting him know when it's playtime, when it's nap time, when it's time for a break, all of that.
Okay, so timeline wise, how long? So, like we discussed in terms of intros, it takes time. We don't just open the door and let two animals come together. It takes time. We do howdies, everything we just that you explained. And then on the other end, like you said, increasing the time apart to get ready for animal moves. So, timeline wise, how long were Bhutan and Leela together before she eventually went to Brookfield? And how are, like you said, Leela, you believe she's now in with her new male, her new partner, and things are going well. How's Bhutan doing since Leela has left?
Oh yeah, Bhutan did great after everything. He definitely got some rest because
I
he
was going to
definitely
say, he's
worked.
probably tired.
Yes, he got his work cut out for him with her. But yeah, overall they were together. Madhu left late December, and then within a day of him leaving, obviously we noticed her behavior changing. And so within a week we had started putting her together with Bhutan, and they were together for, I think it was a few months actually. She ended up leaving early April, and the first time they were together was just before Christmas. So yeah, almost 4 months total. Obviously that last month we kind of started the slow separation. But yeah, otherwise they had quite a good time together and a good amount of time as well, which we think definitely helps solidify things. And yeah, she I think has been with Kartik now for coming up on a few weeks, if not a month now. And we've heard nothing but good things and gotten some hilarious pictures of her running around and treating him like her sassy self usually does.
That's fantastic. And good luck to them. And hopefully everything continues to go well for them up in Chicago. And hopefully good results for that relationship as well.
100%. Yeah. And Bhutan quickly changed gears into breeding season. We actually, shortly after she left, we gave him a break to kind of recoup and rest up. But then earlier or later into the spring and kind of early summer, we were getting ready for breeding season again with Kushali. So we gave them some time together just so they both got to see each other and spend some time together before breeding season. It had been a little while since they had been together last. And so we did that for, I want to say, a few weeks, and then kind of read their signs. Like I said, he's great at listening to what the other bears are wanting to do or not wanting to do with him. So if they start spending less time around him, we'll generally start to separate them. And yeah, we actually just wrapped up breeding again. So I don't think he's got any memories of his past cubs. He's all focused on the next set that we're hopefully seeing in the winter.
That is just so cool. I think it's so great how both bears are now in like two different situations, but they're both thriving as well. And they really were able to succeed in those because of that super important intermediary time when they were both together. It sounds like you guys just put so much work into it, integrating them together and then reintegrating them like out together. Have you learned any lessons along the way, like anything from this whole experience that you're planning on taking with you for like the next time you may have this experience or just anything in the future working with sloth bears?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely planning. Like I said, we just wrapped up breeding season, so we're hoping come wintertime we have some new cubs. And we're definitely planning on, as long as Bhutan's still around, we're hopefully planning on running him with the kids and maybe both this time so they can really tag team dad and give him a run for his money. But definitely, if one leaves before the other, getting some father time in so they can get used to having other bears around that aren't mom or siblings, I think would just lead all of the bears to be a little bit more socially resilient, and definitely setting everybody up for success, not just at our facility, but at the facilities they're going to.
That's just so great. And I feel like just hearing you talk about this experience that you and your team went through and the process that you've learned about, as well as learning more about your bears through it, really speaks to kind of like the overarching theme of this season about bear husbandry, because we've just learned so many amazing stories about how different teams are really able to adapt to like unique situations that are thrown at them. Because I feel like in the field of zookeeping, like no day is alike. Like everything is going to be kind of totally different. You never know what your animals are going to throw at you and how you're going to have to adapt to it. So I think it really speaks to like your resiliency as a keeper and keepers as a whole, just being able to be flexible and adaptable, and as well as just dedicated to be able to make sure that you're providing that best care as possible for your animals. So I think that that's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. We always say you never know what the next day is going to bring in the zoo world. Yeah, as long as we can keep doing it, we're going to keep trying to get these bears together as much as possible to build that resiliency.
Yeah, just congratulations to you guys like that. I mean, you're just the incredible care that you're giving your bears and the bears that you work with, but just like building such an incredible resource. And again, to Bhutan's credit, like creating these situations that are just, like you said, setting up for as much success as possible. And Bhutan putting the work in, to socialize his kids and, and to put these best case scenario situations into play is really, really exciting. So, yeah, big congratulations to you guys and really, just really, really exciting stuff.
Yeah, thank you. We were stoked to see how it all turned out, and we're obviously hoping to do it again. And kind of hoping that some other places can give this a shot to see if it works out. Obviously, it wouldn't work out everywhere. I think we definitely had a lot of good things going for us, especially with Bhutan. He was definitely the star of it all, working out so well. But yeah, we're really hoping that this can kind of become more of a common thing everywhere to the welfare of the bears and the cubs, especially getting used to different living situations all over the place. So, yeah, we were stoked to see how it all turned out. We weren't sure. Obviously, we had hopes that it was going to go well just with Bhutan's history going in with other females and other bears outside of breeding season. And he proved us right. And we're so grateful for it. And yeah, it was a pretty tremendous good feeling seeing him and Leela together just running around, seeing him more active than we'd ever seen him before. And Leela bouncing back after her brother left. Yeah, it all made it all worth it.
Awesome. Well, I feel like we're starting to come to the close of our episode. Matt, is there anything else that you want to share about your sloth bears, sloth birds in general, being a zookeeper, anything for our audience?
Absolutely. I again have to say thank you again. Sloth bears are the absolute best. I will always be biased towards them. And we're hoping that we can do this again and chat about it again.
I have a feeling, I don't know. I feel very motivated to start a Bhutan fan club. I don't know if this has come up with you, Matt, or anybody you work with, but if any listeners are interested in starting, I just feel like it's kind of like
I would buy a
I
t-shirt
feel motivated,
personally.
right? Like I
Oh,
know. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
I,
We've
you
already
know.
started one at our zoo, definitely.
Exactly.
So,
So,
yeah,
throw
good
one out
idea with
there.
the t-shirts. We're definitely going to need
Yeah.
to get some Bhutan merch out there.
Yeah.
I would buy
Rockstar.
anything with a sloth
Oh,
bear, but especially Bhutan. Especially
100%.
Bhutan.
100%. He's
Total
everybody's favorite.
I mean, that's fair.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Matt, for taking your time to record with us today and sharing so much about Bhutan and just your story with sloth bears. I think it's so amazing. And hopefully, yeah, maybe next year, if you guys have cubs or if you tried this again, we would love to have an update and hear more about your stories.
Absolutely. Would love to join again and hopefully have a similar, maybe more exciting story to talk about. Yeah, thanks again so much, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And thank you also to all of our listeners out there who took the time to listen to this episode today. If you want to find more Bear in Mind, you can find us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you want to learn more about the Bear Tag, you can find us on social media, on Instagram at AZABearTag or on Facebook as Bear Tag. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Have a good one.